Baba Sakar Murli. Date is 10th March 2023. Om Shanti. Essence. Sweet beloved children, your spiritual pilgrimage is of remembrance. You mustn't cause any difficulty for your bodies. While walking, moving around, and sitting, continue to remember the Father with your intellect. Question. Which children remain constantly happy? What is the reason for there not being constant happiness? Answer. First, those who break their attachment away from the old world and old bodies and remember the Father and the inheritance experience happiness permanently. Happiness cannot remain permanently for those who experience storms of Maya while having remembrance and whose stage becomes slack. Second, while you are unable to see the future kingdom with your physical eyes, your happiness cannot remain permanently. Song, we have to follow the path where, if we fall, we must rise up again. Om Shanti. The Father says this to the children. This is something to be understood. No one other than Prajapita Brahma can have so many children. Shri Krishna cannot be called Prajapita. The name Prajapita Brahma has been remembered. The one who existed in the past is present at this time. There are many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris who are the children of Prajapita Brahma. If they are the children of Prajapita Brahma, there must surely be the father of Prajapita Brahma. You children know that your grandfather is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiv. He is now creating a new world, that is, he is making the old world new. In this old world, even this body is old. In the new world, there would be new Satapradhan bodies. What are they like? Look at Lakshmi and Narayan. They have new bodies of the new world. The people of Bharat know their praise. They are the masters of the new world of heaven, of the new world. The world that was new is now old. They had to take 84 births. There is the full account of that. Who takes the full 84 births? Not everyone will take them. Only those who have paths from the beginning to the end and who came into this world first take the full 84 births. You beloved children have to imbibe everything. It is not a human being here who is explaining to human beings. It is the incorporeal, Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who sits in a human body and explains to you. It is His greatness. If He hadn't explained to us, we wouldn't have known anything. We had completely degraded intellects. We now know the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Who's who the main actors are in this unlimited drama. This drama is eternally predestined. It is remembered, that which is destined is happening now. They sing this on the path of devotion. However, it is explained to you how this play of the drama has been created. The Father sits here and explains, beloved children, you now know that you have to go on a pilgrimage. People go on pilgrimages and endure many hardships. Aeroplanes and trains, etc., have now made everything very easy. Earlier, people used to go on pilgrimages by foot. They would experience storms while moving along. People would get completely lose it. Some would even turn back. So, physical pilgrimages continue for half a cycle, from the Copper Age onwards. Why do people on the path of devotion go on pilgrimages? Searching for God. God is not just sitting somewhere. The non-living images of God are worshipped. They make images of those who existed in the past. They cannot find God in a living form. Shiv, Lingams, etc. are non-living images. They go on pilgrimages to see non-living images. That is a system of the path of devotion. They don't know that, but they don't know the biography of anyone, who they are or when they came. Shiv Jayanti is also celebrated, but they don't know him. Nowadays, they have lost all the importance of this festival because his name, form, etc. had to disappear. You now know that the highest on high is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness. we are now receiving knowledge from the ocean. That unlimited Father now exists in a practical form. Shiv Baba is the Lord of Immortality. They show that an ice lingam forms naturally at Amarnath. They tell many tales in order to deceive people. There are so many difficulties on physical pilgrimages. This pilgrimage is spiritual and it has no difficulty for the body. You children understand that you are children of the Unlimited Father. You have been remembering Him for birth after birth on the path of devotion. You have now remembered this. The Father says, while searching for Me, you came down 63 births. At first, people used to do very severe, intense devotion. Nevertheless, the world definitely had to become Tamopradhan. The tree definitely continues to grow. Not a single human being can come back to Me. Everyone has to play their own parts in the play. Everyone has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Take the example of the number one soul. The number one, Lakshmi and Narayan, were Satopradhan and have now become Tamopradhan. Shiv Baba has entered this one because he has to become number one again. Then the mother is placed in the plus position. Mothers have to be given a lift. Lakshmi is first and then Narayan. The name of the mothers is uplifted. Women are always faithful to their husbands. Men are not always faithful to their wives. It is said, salutations to the mothers. At this time, you belong to the Father. Therefore, you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. There cannot be salvation for anyone without the mothers who are gurus. There are many gurus. There is extreme darkness in the Iron Age in spite of there being so many gurus and holy men. They have their temples, etc., built at Haridwar. However, temples are in fact places where deities are shown. There aren't temples to sannyasis. Only deity idols reside in temples because both those souls and their bodies were pure. Although the souls of those Mahatmas, that is great souls, are pure, they cannot receive pure bodies because matter is now Tamopradhan. You are now becoming deities. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is making you that. This renunciation is Satopradhan, whereas their renunciation is Rajopradhan. No one except the Father can teach this. Baba has explained to you, those are physical pilgrimages, whereas this pilgrimage is spiritual. You don't need to do anything with your physical organs here. There is no question of physical difficulty. It is very easy. There are many types of physical pilgrimage, whereas there is just the one spiritual pilgrimage. This is a pilgrimage for a kingdom. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is just in front of you. The world doesn't know that they claimed their status by going on the pilgrimage of Rajyoga. You children know how they claimed their reward. They were not new souls that came from up above to whom God gave the kingdom. No, they were made new from old, and this is called rejuvenation, that is, their bodies were made like the Kalpa tree. So they became eternal, that is long-lasting. The Father sits here and explains that they went on a spiritual pilgrimage. They became that with the power of Rajyoga. The Father comes to teach you Rajyoga and knowledge, and so your pilgrimage is continuing. Whether sitting or moving around, you are on pilgrimage. Simply continue to remember the Father with your intellects. You race in remembrance and your sins are absolved. The sooner your sins are absolved, the sooner you will become the garland around the Father's neck. You no longer go on that pilgrimage to the four places. People on the path of devotion go on physical pilgrimages, and then when they return home, they indulge in sinful acts. For the duration of the time that they are on the pilgrimage, they remain viceless. Just go to Haridwar nowadays and see. The guides living there are very dirty. When people go on pilgrimages, they remain pure, whereas the guides who stay there remain impure. Your pilgrimage is very clean. You don't have to stumble at all. Baba says, beloved children, while walking, sitting, and moving around, simply remember Me. He speaks to souls. The souls hear with their organs. A soul speaks with a mouth and sees with eyes. Neither souls nor the Supreme Soul can be seen with these eyes. Neither can be seen except in a divine vision. They can be realized, and this is why it is said, there is a soul in me. My soul is unhappy. My soul sheds a body and takes another. It is the soul that speaks. The Supreme Soul also speaks to souls. O beloved children, souls, you now have to come to me. I am teaching you a pilgrimage. Unless you become pure, you cannot come to me. Souls are pure. At first, souls are Sato Pradhan, and they then go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. Even bodies go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. Those who are Sato Pradhan are said to be beautiful, whereas those who are Tamo Pradhan are said to be ugly. This is a matter of understanding. You souls know that you remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. You have now met him. Human beings meet human beings, and souls meet souls. The Supreme Soul would also be found there. A sight of souls and the Supreme Soul can only be had in a divine vision, because souls are extremely subtle. They are stars. No science experts can tell you how a soul enters a body. They don't know anything about these things at all. The Father is the most beloved. On the path of devotion, devotees have been remembering God for half a cycle. It isn't that all are God. If all were God, why would devotees pray and perform worship? Everyone wants liberation and liberation in life because they are unhappy here. They want there to be peace. However, the poor people don't know what the land of peace is or where there is liberation. They don't know this. They say, for the sake of saying it, that someone went beyond to the land of Nirvana. No one knows anything. You children are now on a pilgrimage. The Father says, children, move along with great caution. Many storms will come. You will try to remember Baba, and Maya will break your intellect's yoke. Your state then becomes slack, and the bead of mercury slips away. Otherwise, the mercury of happiness should remain stable. If you saw your kingdom with your physical eyes, your happiness would remain all the time. Here, you know with your intellect's yoke that you are to receive a kingdom. We are studying for the kingdom. Because you don't see it with your physical eyes, Maya repeatedly makes you forget. Baba says, while living at home with your families, live like a lotus. Continue to break your attachment away from the old world and old bodies. Remember the One Father. You first have to go to the Father and then to the new world. Remember the Father and the inheritance. Then, when we come down here, that will be our reward. We will not remember him at that time. We are now making effort to receive the future reward. People make effort to earn something here for their livelihood, whereas we are making effort to earn our income for the future. While living at home with our families, we have to take this course. Imbibe this knowledge, and you won't then have to make effort. There, you don't make effort. You simply experience your reward. You know that you are creating your future. You will experience your reward there. There, you won't remember that you are experiencing your reward. If you did, you would also remember the effort you made. There, you forget both the efforts and the reward. You simply continue to experience your reward, but you are unaware of your past. You now know your past, present, and future. No other human beings know the past, present, and future. This is called knowing the three aspects of time. Baba has explained to you very clearly the contrast between this spiritual pilgrimage and a physical pilgrimage. People have been going on physical pilgrimages for birth after birth, whereas this spiritual pilgrimage is for just one birth. When you go to heaven, you will not then return to this land of death. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, who are spinners of the discus of self-realization, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunah, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bapdada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. With your Satopradhan renunciation, make both the soul and the body pure. Break your attachment away from the old world and old bodies. 2. Make effort as a Trikaldarshi, because by keeping the past, present and future in your intellect, you can imbibe knowledge and remain permanently happy. Blessing. May you be free from bondage and celebrate the ceremony of completion by finishing all your old karmic accounts. Because all souls in this foreign land are in bondage, the Father comes and reminds you of your original form and original land. He frees you from bondage, makes you into self-sovereigns, and takes you to your original land. So, in order to go to your original land, celebrate the ceremony of finishing all your old karmic accounts. If you celebrate this ceremony now, you will then be able to celebrate the completion ceremony at the end. Only those who have been free from bondage over a long time are able to attain the status of liberation in life for a long time. Slogan: To make weak ones powerful with the cooperation of your zeal and enthusiasm and sweet words is to be a well-wisher of others. Acha, Om Shanti.